The girl is nowhere to be seen. Gone. Gone. The cunning woman bends over her cauldron and gives the dregs at the bottom a bit of a stir. What potion or lotion had she planned to mix today? Was it the meadowsweet and parsley infusion for Mistress Coombe's cough? Or wormwood steeped in the blood of a hare to ease the pains in Silas Denby's great windy gut? Nell will remember. She will wait for Nell before starting anything. Where is the girl? These are strange times, troublesome times. She must remind the girl to be careful. Shivering and mumbling, the cunning woman scoops up the done chicken and settles herself on a rough wooden bench. Her fingers touch crumbs and a few tiny bones scattered like spillikins upon the seat. The piskies have been. They have eaten their sparrow and gorged on cake. In return, yes, they have left the root. The special root that shrieks so piercingly when pulled from the earth that no mortal can dig it up without going mad. Dried and grated, this root is a wonderful tonic, particularly for barren wives. Supplies of it are running low, so the cunning woman is grateful to the piskies for remembering her this day. "Thank ye," she croaks, just in case any of the scabby wee things are hanging around. "Thank ye thrice, and thank ye nice, and thank ye once again." Something scrabbles beside the open door, something small, hidden behind the cunning woman's broomstick. The dun chicken stretches out its neck and clucks softly. The cunning woman holds tight to its warm, feathery body so that it cannot launch itself from her lap and go skittering across the room. It would be...